This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the MarketsFarm.com Morning Show, broadcast number 231 for Wednesday, January 18th. I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. The ICE Futures canola market is mixed Wednesday morning, with gains in the front months but a softer tone in the new crop November contract. Canola down $2 to up $3. The March contract up $2.30 at $844.20 per ton. New crop November, it's down $2.10 at $820.80. Gains in Chicago soy oil and Malaysian palm oil did provide some underlying support for the Canadian oilseed, while crude oil was also stronger on the day. However, European rapeseed and soybean futures were both lower. Canola remains stuck in a sideways trading range from a chart perspective, with little to indicate a break higher or lower. Prices had been higher overnight before backing away as the session progressed. Crush margins do remain wide, and that should be keeping end users showing good demand. In the U.S., corn and wheat futures are showing small gains while soybeans are lower. Soybeans had moved up overnight but dipped below unchanged as the day progressed, despite continued strength in soy oil. March beans down 4 cents at $15.35 per bushel. U.S. crush data reported yesterday showed the December crush was the lowest in 3 years, with only 177.5 million bushels processed during the month. That was well off trade expectations, that topping 180. Weekly inspections data show just over 2 million tons of soybeans were shipped out of the U.S. in the past week. Corn, it saw some follow-through buying interest after yesterday's gains. The March contract up a penny at $6.86 per bushel. U.S. exporters shipped 744,000 tons of corn in the past week. That's up from the previous week, but off what moved the same week a year ago. It's estimated that about 15% of Ukraine's corn crop remains unharvested. Wheat, it was underpinned by weakness in the U.S. dollar, with Minneapolis spring wheat holding steady at $9.16 per bushel. Kansas City up 3 cents in the March contract at $8.59 per bushel, and Chicago wheat up 3 cents in the March contract at $7.55 per bushel. Talk that Russia may put in export quotas in order to shore up domestic wheat stocks was somewhat supportive. Weekly U.S. wheat export inspections were solid at about 320,000 tons. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Wednesday, January 18th. In Winnipeg, for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Frantz-Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.